just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, December 26, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You know, it was interesting in watching that game yesterday. And by the way, it wasn't on broadcast network channel. Kind of interesting. Had to get the Netflix app up and running on the TV, smart TV, to watch it. And a lot of people were complaining on social media. I got a couple of text messages. Hey, where's the Lions game? Where can we find it? Well, it was on Netflix, of all places. And it was kind of interesting because they had different announcers, obviously, working for Netflix. And the camera system was completely different. High-definition cameras zooming in on their faces on the sidelines, in the huddle, all kinds of shots. Amazing technology. Well, I did a little research and found that Netflix is actually going to make an offer to the NFL to replace CBS. They are going to supposedly outbid CBS revenue that they're willing to pay the NFL to carry the football games next year. And I got to tell you, the cameras, the announcers, they did a heck of a job. I was really, really, really impressed, especially with the sideline shots and the up-close shots in the huddle. I mean, they really did a good job covering that game yesterday. And so, if it ends up happening, they outbid CBS for next year's games, you guys are going to have to get Netflix accounts to be able to watch the Lions next year. Now, the only saving grace is that they carried all three the first two games yesterday. Last night, the late game, Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs, that was done on Prime Video. That was interesting. Christmas Day NFL football games, not on CBS, not on NBC, not on ESPN, nowhere. They were just cable networks or apps that you could have watched the games on. So if you didn't see the game yesterday because you didn't have Netflix or you didn't know where to look for it, that's where it was. And again, they're looking at negotiating next year with the NFL. And who knows? Replace CBS, replace NBC. God only knows how that's going to go. But the NFL gets paid a lot of money from TV. And whether that's broadcast TV, which people can still get with rabbit ears and antennas, well, may not happen starting next year. You're going to have to go state-of-the-art. You're going to have to get a smart TV and get yourself a Netflix or Prime Video subscription to be able to watch the National Football League. So, pretty interesting. We're going to take a short break. I've got some stories lined up, but we're going to get to those at the end of today's show. We're going to talk with my insurance agent. Hopefully he's in. He made it in through the ice storm over in Bel Air, Michigan. We're going to talk with Tristan Cole and then Kevin Kievsky. Bottom of the hour, he's running for attorney general. Got some good information coming from him. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line, as usual, is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. A slip-sliding day after Christmas. Hopefully you had a good one.
Yeah, we had a great Christmas, but it was really funny because Christmas Eve, I had to go into Traverse City and get some things done, dry pavement, beautiful kind of 38, 40 degree weather. Mm-hmm. So I got Miss Vicky's Jeep washed and I detailed it like Trucker Randy knows how to do. I did the jams and I did the wheel wells and yeah, I even put tire shine on the tires. and get out there this morning, and her car is completely encased in ice. And I'm like, you know, I said, you know what, babe? I said, they can spread all the sand they want or whatever. Your car's not going to get dirty. And she looked at me and she goes, what are you talking about? And I said, the whole thing is covered in ice.
So, yeah, it was. It froze up pretty good this morning when it started raining and put about, I don't know, a couple of six, about an eighth of an inch maybe or less of ice on everything.
On everything, And I said, now you go slow. You got all-wheel drive, but you got to go slow, man, because that ice can be tricky. So,
well, but, especially with all-wheel drive, or if you're in four-wheel drive, you know, it's really tricky. When you, you know, if you start sliding and losing control, you really lose control because it doesn't respond like, you know, normal front-wheel drive or normal rear-wheel drive when all four tires may grab at any moment.
Yeah, exactly. And those computers that are in those things. And then you got the ABS, anti-lock brakes, and all kinds of things happening. Hey, Tristan, one thing I did want to talk to you about, a lot of people don't realize this, but if they own a couple of different cars, especially, you know, an older vehicle that's considered like a classic, or they only drive it in the summertime, everybody pretty much knows about putting their vehicles like that in storage for the winter, but there's some tricks to the trade that you need to share with people to make sure they understand how that process works.
Well, sure, absolutely. So if you have a vehicle that you're driving, you know, part-time or randomly, or you only drive in July, or you only drive it in January, we want to make sure that vehicle's in storage the rest of the time, which is basically comprehensive only coverage. You're not paying for liability, you're not paying for collision, because if it's not being driven, it's not going to collide with anything, and you're not going to be taking it on the road, so therefore, you don't need liability.
And the liability and collision is really the two biggest, most expensive parts of a premium when it comes to car insurance.
Yes, those it can save you a significant amount of money. Even if, let's say, you drive it on Memorial Day and Labor Day, we still can put it in storage, and we just pop it out on the weekends that you request, and then put it back in storage when you're done driving it. We do that a lot for folks that have you know, special cars that they use for special occasions, or wintertime cars versus summertime cars. When you're talking about collector's vehicles or antiques and that kind of thing, I also have another tool at my disposal, which is I write that vehicle on a Hagerty policy because Hagerty specializes in older collector-type vehicles, high-value older vehicles that have been restored.
Right. Now, am I correct in classics, I believe, are 20-year-olds and antiques are 25? Is that a correct statement?
It's something like that. Normally, people have vehicles that are older than that, or they are a true collector's vehicle.
Yeah,
and then we run those with Hagerty to see what makes sense for them. I do have multiple collector vehicles and antiques that are on traditional auto policies with Farm Bureau, and we have, you know, a defined value on those, or agreed upon value.
Sure,
because we want to make sure if something happens to your vehicle that you have the best coverage possible. And honestly, with these older vehicles, you know, older than, you know, 30, 40 years old, these older collector vehicles, I'd put them out with Hagerty all day long.
Right. Well, yeah, because now it's hard. You can't even find parts for those older vehicles like that. Something
correct.
That built in the 50s or the 60s.
Yeah, and those policies are not outlandishly expensive either. I mean, it's comparable to you know, what you have. And, you know, I've got people that have multiple vehicles on their Hagerty policy. So it's again, you've made the investment in that vehicle, or you have that property, that vehicle. Let's make sure that's protected, because, like you just said, parts are hard to find. Some of these vehicles are almost irreplaceable.
Yeah.
And very difficult, very expensive if something happens.
Yeah. I had one guy tell me that he had a body shop that actually custom worked on older vehicles like that. They actually had to make a bumper from scratch because they couldn't even find a bumper for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things, yeah.
How the heck would you make a chrome bumper from scratch? I mean, that's amazing. So
yeah, there's some really cool stuff that happens out there, and I have a lot of those tools to help people, you know, so that they have the right policy, the correct policy for their situation.
Right, right. Let me ask you this question, too. One of the things that you mentioned is not only driving, you know, the collector cars in the summertime, But, of course, the guys with the pickup trucks with the plows on the front, they don't drive those in the summer. Now they're busting those out for winter. That's kind of the reverse of what they do with the collector vehicles.
It is. It is. And we want to make sure, and I know we've talked about this multiple times, that we have the value of that plow covered on your policy as additional accessory, because that vehicle is covered as it came off the lot. If you've put a vehicle wrap, a plow, a brush guard, you know, high dollar electronics, rims, tires, lifts, tonneau covers, caps, all of those things, those are not covered on your auto policy. I mean, they're a few thousand dollars, but those are largely, just consider them not covered if that's not disclosed and added to your policy when you place that vehicle for coverage.
Sure. Now, how many times do we see these pickup trucks that have been raised and, you know, they got, you know, 33-inch tires and oversized wheels and running boards and all kinds of, you know, extras, even exhaust pipes, you know, coming up the through the bed. Mm-hmm. You know, sure. It's like that all that stuff is not covered.
Correct. Your vehicle is covered as it came off the lot. So if your trim package includes running boards, then they're covered. But right. If they don't, and you didn't buy it with a cap as it came off the lot, and you didn't have all these things, I mean, caps are expensive. I mean, they can be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Rims can be thousands of dollars. You know, high-dollar tires, thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, electronics and upgrades and like I said, wraps and bumpers and all these additional accessories, very expensive.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I think people need to understand, too, and this is something we talked about. Everything we talk about, we've always talked about it a couple of times, but we have a new audience every time we're on the radio, especially with the holidays here. And this segment repeats all weekend long. One of the things I think that people need to understand, and this is something that I pushed this years ago, multi-policy discounts, looking at not only the vehicles, but looking at the houses, looking at the toys, and as well as life insurance. And, yes. and these all stack on top of one another.
They all stack together. So, for example, young people, you know, sometimes they still stay at home, but they have their own auto policy, or they're staying with a relative, but they still need their own auto policy. We write them a renter's policy. And when you hear the word renter's policy, I want you to automatically think contents. It's really a contents policy and liability. And that can offer that multi-policy discount for young people that don't own a home, that aren't, you know, officially renting, if you will, but they are by default because they're not living with their parents. And even if they are living with their parents, if they have their own auto policy and they're staying there for a short time, they're still renting a room, whether or not there's a cash transaction or not.
Well, one of the things that I think a lot of people fail to understand, too, we've got a couple of grandkids that are gone away to college. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our kids live in Traverse City. Toria, our granddaughter, she's gone up to Northern Michigan and she's up there in the UP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's at a dorm, I believe, or a house off campus. Mm-hmm. That is a completely separate issue of her stuff, her laptop, her personal belongings, whatever jewelry she may have or whatever, that can all be covered on a rental policy completely separate, even though she's not living there year round.
Correct. You know, if she's got an agreement to rent that space for the next 2 or 3 years, yeah, she should have a renter's policy to cover her stuff, her liability, and that. And that can also offer, if she's not planning on living with mom and dad, she's moved out on her own, she needs her own auto policy, and then she needs that renter's policy to bring in that multi-policy discount.
Right. And it's not that expensive, but yet again, if she's got her own car insurance policy, you know, for her vehicle up there at school, that could give her a break on her car insurance.
Well, sure. And even if she doesn't own her car, let's say she's driving mom and dad's extra jalopy up there. And so she doesn't own the car, but she's not living with mom and dad, not coming back to mom and dad's, not using mom and dad's mailing address. So she doesn't live with mom and dad. She can get what's called a non-owned auto policy, which is generally inexpensive but provides PIP coverage and protections there from the liability standpoint, the crash standpoint, you know, that you need with your own auto policy. But she doesn't own the vehicle. It's insured on mom and dad's policy. So what we do is mom and dad insure the vehicle, garage it where their daughter is garaging the vehicle, and then she pays for her PIP coverage and gets that multi-policy discount with the renters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's covered correctly.
And not only that, that's my point. It's covered correctly because how many times have we heard stories that, you know, parents, they'll buy a small refrigerator, they'll buy a futon, they'll buy a laptop, you know, they'll get mm-hmm. them, you know, the best iPhone they can have, and all this stuff is going up to school, and then the next thing you know, well, we had a party, and somebody got in my room, and my laptop's gone, and, you know, things happen. Mm-hmm. That's all stuff that can be covered.
It is. It just depends on how your policy is written and what you want on the policy. You know, the main thing is for people to call their agent and have an insurance checkup, go over coverages, go over their life situation. It's between you and your agent. It's not, you know, the IRS is not involved. You know, other people are not involved. It's a private conversation to take care of your personal property and your personal liabilities and ensure that your child, your loved one, has the correct coverages for their, you know, their current situation.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and then, speaking,
you know, in the life insurance, I cannot stress enough, Randy, I cannot, and you've talked about this in your old life policy that you failed to pay on and it went away. It was so inexpensive. Yeah. Life insurance is based on age and health. And so have your young person help them if necessary, but have your young person lock in a term policy for 20 years while they're young and healthy and it's really inexpensive. Because when they're 40 years old and they've got three or four kids and a mortgage, they're going to be really glad that their life policy, their $500,000 life policy is only $25 a month or Amen. $30 a month. Instead of if they're all of a sudden find themselves in a spot where, you know, the spouse says, hey, you need some life insurance, and you go get a quote and it's more expensive because you've had a couple of doctor visits that didn't turn out so well. You're, you know, 20 years older and all these, you know, life circumstances. Get that policy locked in when you're young and healthy.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number for Tristan's cell phone because he does like to text. I texted him this morning, and you can text him anytime you want. The phone number is 231-631-6659. You can take pictures. You can do all kinds of things and send them to him mm-hmm. on text. And also, get an insurance checkup. It doesn't cost anything. Tristan loves to go over your policy and discuss it with you, make sure you understand your coverages, and see if he can possibly save you guys some money. So you can do that a couple ways. The best way is go to his website. TristanCole.com is the website, or send him a text, and he'll get a hold of you and tell you what to do, how to get a hold of the deck pages from your insurance agent. Get them emailed over to him. He'll review them, spend time with you on the phone. Tristan, greatly appreciate it, man. Any final thoughts here before we let you go for today?
No, I think peace of mind is more important than even saving some money, is that you know what your money is going to, that you're writing that check for, or that's automatically withdrawn from your account every month for your insurance. Let's make sure it's correct and accurate coming into this new year. So have a Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Amen. Same to you, sir, and we'll talk to you next week. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. We're going to have Kevin Kiewski. He's running for attorney general. He's coming on next. Short break. We'll be right back.